About to go live. Good evening. Welcome to a new edition.
Light Eye Radio, right here.
On as it says, you're live.
Opening your mind to thought-provoking conversation every show. Now, here's your host, Sailor Cooper.
And Matthew Tyler Evans. Okay, go ahead.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of Right Eye Radio. My name is Tyler Evans, and this is my host, Sailor Cooper.
My name's Sailor Cooper. Tonight, we're doing another show, but it's a rerun of Defying Success for those who could not tune in last week. Sorry, my voice is a little hoarse tonight. I've been screaming a lot this week. Hopefully it gets better. But yeah, this is a rerun of those who could not tune in. And we talk about what, you know, how we define success and whatnot. I hope everyone enjoys.
Yep. I don't see the Facebook Live thing.
It's live.
But I'm in Facebook, but I don't see it. How come I don't see it?
Here we go.
Tuned in to Right Eye Radio, right here on Spreaker. Opening your mind to thought-provoking conversation every show. Now, here's your host, Sailor Cooper.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another show. Welcome to another show of Right Eye Radio. My name is Sailor Cooper. We're back again.
Yeah. Probably we're a little bit late.
Yeah. Yes, it's exactly. We've been having some issues of getting stuff to work, but we're back. This show, we're going to talk about how to be successful in life.
That's right.
We're gonna demystify and uncover the secrets to success, and we're gonna back up evidence by telling stories of people who have been successful.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, to start, how do you feel about doing this show?
How do I feel about doing the show?
Yeah, on this topic tonight.
Oh, I feel immense pride about doing this topic because I have witnessed success, you know, in my own life.
Me too. Me too. You know, I've...
And of course, with that comes failure, of course. That's part of success.
Right, absolutely. That is part of success. Yes. Yes, definitely.
In fact, I would actually make the argument that if you don't fail, you don't truly understand the true meaning of success.
Right. You gotta fail to know what you did wrong and, you know, and be successful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have to do. You know, you have to be successful. You have to fail to know the mistakes that you made, you know. Yeah, you know.
I coming soon.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah.
So, tell me about your successes you had in life.
Well, when I was in high school, I made all-region choir every year. I tried out for all-state choir for 3 of the 4 years I was in high school. And then I almost made all-state choir. My senior year, I was only 3 chairs away from making all-state.
Oh, wow.
But I didn't make all. But that's okay.
That's okay, yeah, it is. You know? The same thing, you know, when I was in high school, you know, I was on the track team a lot. I competed against a few other states, Mississippi and Alabama, and I didn't win, but some other teams won, but we were kind of close, you know.
Yeah. Hold on one sec, okay?
Yes.
I'm trying to go live on Facebook real quick.
I understand, yeah.
Huh?
You have me on speaker.
Do what now?
You have me on speaker.
Well, I mean, I was thinking I could go live on Facebook with you on the line.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, the call disconnected. Tyler, how else can you define success in this show right now? Do you think Abraham Lincoln was also successful?
Absolutely. In fact, that's what I earlier today, I actually did a video about that on Facebook.
You actually did do a video about that?
I sure did. I did a video about how Rosa Parks was successful, Martin Luther King, and Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And
mm-hmm.
Why did you elaborate on that video?
Well, I basically talked about how they, through their perseverance, they helped free many people, like African Americans, and ended slavery.
Oh, that's great. That's right. Because because of their success, we're a good country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They overcame many obstacles that were horrific.
Yes.
Many people were threatened. Some of them were threatened by death. I would also argue that the Christian faith is a success. Even many other religions are a success due to people being persecuted.
Exactly.
Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, many other faiths.
Let's go back to the show. As far as I was like translating and interpreting for doctors and 911 calls and emergencies and whatnot, and if I left anything out, if I omitted any words or anything like that, they were counted as mistakes. And I can understand that because I'm dealing with very sensitive medical information. But in a way, I could see where I was successful there is that I made it so much further than some of the other people who were there training with me. If you think of it, those people could not, they have perfect vision, they could see. And you see, I had a disability. And I made it a lot far than they did. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's another example of success and failure. It's normal. It's disappointing when we all fail at something, don't we? Isn't it? Hello? 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 Tyler? What happened? Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. So it's normal to feel discouraged and upset when you're not successful, right? Hello?
I think I'm live on Facebook now.
Yeah, you're live on Facebook? Are you using your computer to be live on Facebook?
I'm on my phone.
And you're talking on your phone at the same time and you're live on Facebook?
I think so.
How can you do that?
I thought you could.
Well,
I tagged you. Did you see my tag?
Let me see. No, I didn't see it. I didn't see the tag. So yeah, that's one of my success and failure stories that I've had.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, but you've heard a famous quote. Henry Ford once said, "To fail only means to begin again. If you fail, you dust off those boots, you pick yourself back up again, and you start again until you get it right."
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's the way you go.
So, I was thinking we should talk about someone who obviously we don't know personally, but we obviously know who was famous and who was really successful, who happens to be our president, and that's Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, yeah, there's a few people who disagree out there, but Donald Trump has been very successful. He has made himself a businessman. He is a billionaire. He owns Trump Tower, many different companies and hotels. And one remarkable story that his son Eric told was in 1986 in New York, there was an ice skating rink. It was a park that was trying to be rebuilt, and what was supposed to take 6 years for the government to rebuild, he got it done.
Hello.
Within less than a year, 6 months ahead of schedule, and way under budget compared to the government. That's where Donald Trump is right. Big government is bureaucratic.
You know, it seems like he's really braggadocious, but in a way he is, but he does tell the truth.
Yeah, and he can be arrogant sometimes, you know.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's what a lot of people love about him.
Yeah.
Is that he doesn't care what people think.
Yeah, you know, he has a temperament, you know.
Oh yeah. Trump has been really successful. One of the most successful people, I believe, in the United States, obviously. Another good person that was successful was Ray Charles.
Yeah, Ray Charles, that's right. We had him on the show, you know.
Yes, we did. Well, not physically, but we played some of the songs. Jamie Foxx portrayed Ray Charles really well.
Right. Yeah. Ray Charles was very successful, and he was blind, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's just inspiring that blind people can be successful.
Absolutely.
You know, I would argue that it's not about your disability. It's not about any of that. If you have strived to succeed, you can.
Yes, you can. You can definitely
you can do anything.
Succeed. Yeah.
I don't believe in barriers for people with disabilities, you know?
Yeah. And
I obviously believe in reasonable accommodations. That's different.
Yes, absolutely.
But not that, oh, you can't do it, oh, you're disabled, oh, yeah. Now, obviously, there's some things that people with disabilities can't do.
Right.
Obviously, they can't be able to, modifications
are different than accommodations.
Right. Now, an accommodation is a kind of modification.
Right.
If you think about it.
Yes.
It is. Like two double time on tests, that's a modification in a way.
Yes, absolutely.
But it's a legitimate one.
It is. It's definitely a legitimate one. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a very good, a legitimate one. And, here's a weakness that I have, and I'll admit it, you know. Sometimes when I'm not, successful, I get impatient with myself.
Me too.
My faith gets jaded. You know, I need to stop beating myself up and being so hard on myself, you know. I need to stop being so hard on myself.
I noticed that my video on Facebook was live for a little bit and then it stopped.
It stopped. Well, don't worry about the video. You've done the best you can so far, but we're live on Spreaker. That's the most important, you know?
Oh, yeah. I think next time, if we can, maybe you can go onto your computer, go live on Facebook on your computer while you're in Spreaker.
Yeah. you're trying to vamp up the show, are you?
Yeah.
I
want everyone to see it.
Oh yeah. But anyway, I need to work on like patience and like don't give up, because failure means to begin again. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's right. Another person who was very successful, of course, was Bill Gates. He was a co-founder of Microsoft.
Oh, right. Now he is liberal.
He is, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Most successful people, most billionaires, unfortunately, are liberal.
Why?
I don't know. I think it has to do with Hollywood. I think it has to do with, you know, like Jim Carrey.
Hollywood, California, it's very liberal.
You know, Jim Carrey. You know, I thought he was a nice. I think he was a funny guy in the movies, but when it comes to politics, he's horrible.
Oh, yeah.
He's just, he depicts Trump as his beam, and he makes fun of the president, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, why don't you just stick to acting and just be done with it?
Yeah. Well,
no wonder why people don't like watching movies from Hollywood anymore.
Well, listen, how about we take a pause, take a short break? Let's hear a message, and let's get right back to it.
All right. What kind of message?
Are you a blind person who needs a new computer but can't afford it? Well, computersfortheblind.org is your saving grace. Go online to computersfortheblind.org where you can receive a brand new computer brand new refurbished computer free from Computers for the Blind, where all the computers are donated, refurbished, and have screen reading programs installed. Also, if you're a donor and you have a computer that you don't need, you can actually donate a computer to a person in need. Just go to computersfortheblind.org, click their website, follow the instructions on how to donate and where to send the computer, and guess what? You just donated a computer to a person in need. Go ahead and donate today. This message is brought to you by computersfortheblind.org, a nonprofit organization. Okay, we're now live on Spreaker. We're continuing the show with Defying Success. If anybody has any comments on the show, if you'd like to take some calls, please give us a call. What's the phone number?
It's 713-494-7001.
That's right. Thank you for that call. So, who else was very successful? Steve Jobs was an iconic man. Because of him, we have the iPhones. And
right.
think of it, you know, he didn't complete college.
Didn't he go to college for like a year or something, and then he stopped?
Yeah, he did. And he focused on a single typography class that he was interested in.
Oh yeah.
And then,
you know, he also helped invent the Apple computers too.
He sure did, yes. Because you know, we have our iPhones.
You know, the first iPhone was officially launched in 2007.
Oh yeah, when he unveiled that thing, it was something. It was really something. Yes.
Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, yes.
Didn't he die? Didn't Jobs die? Or did he just retire?
Yeah, no, he died in 2011, October 2011, of pancreatic cancer.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like incurable, right?
It is. It is incurable.
Well, supposedly it is, but I think there is a cure for cancer, to be honest.
Yeah, there is.
I truly believe that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Was he not even that old when he died?
Was
he like 60s?
Like in his 50s.
That's crazy. That is young. My mom had breast cancer back in 2016. She it was stage 3.
And
she's doing good now.
She's cured from it?
Well, she's in remission. So... But since she's had cancer, she's considered disabled because the cancer could return.
Yeah, so
at any time it could.
She gets Social Security Disability Insurance.
SSDI, yes.
Yeah.
It's not a lot, but, you know,
SSI.
That's okay. I get SSI.
Yeah, I don't.
My mom could get SSI and SSDI if she wanted to. Which,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But basically, I would argue that Rosa Parks was successful. That's another person we could talk about.
Yeah, Rosa Parks, definitely.
So what do you know about her? I mean, I know about her, but what do you know about her?
I don't know very much about her, actually.
Okay. What if I explain a little bit?
Yeah.
So basically, Rosa Parks was an African-American woman in the 50s who stood up against segregation. And what she did was she refused to give up her seat in a, on a bus for a white person because she felt that it was segregatory, you know, discriminatory against her. And she didn't do it because she was racist. She did it because she felt that whites and blacks should be treated equally.
And she refused to give up her seat?
Yes. That's in 1955, she did. And then as a result of the bus not caring, basically, those people launched the Montgomery bus boycott in Montgomery, Alabama.
Wow.
And that led to, basically, that was the launch of the Civil Rights Movement in 1955, all the way up to 1964, 65, and 68.
Man, you love history.
Oh, yeah. And then it was Martin Luther King, who was another success.
Yeah.
Who did his I Have a Dream speech. You can actually go on YouTube and listen to that speech.
Martin Luther King, I have a dream! Yeah.
Oh, he was great.
Yes, yes, yes. And, because the Civil Rights Movement, there's no longer segregation and discrimination, and the passage of the ADA, indeed, was a huge success, too.
Absolutely, because that was the Civil Rights Act for people with disabilities.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and did you know?
What?
Did you know that in 2008, Congress passed a second version of the Americans with Disabilities Act?
Wow, no.
It went into effect in 2009.
Really? Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
But yeah, a lot of progress has been made in our history, and it's been great.
Yeah.
From the adoption of the U.S. Constitution all the way to now.
Yeah.
A lot of progress has been made, but there's still lots to be done.
That's great.
Hopefully, at some point, no one will be discriminated against, including Christians.
Christians, wow.
There are Christians that are being discriminated against in some parts of the world.
What Christians are being discriminated against?
Well, there's persecution all around in the world. Like in Nigeria right now, there's like a Christian teenager who refuses to recant her faith and convert to Islam, and they're threatening to kill her.
Wow.
I mean, there's persecution everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible teaches that anyone who wants to live godly will be persecuted.
Really? That's cool.
Everyone who wants...
You know, my friend, you're a very wise man. You know a lot.
Well, thank you. You know a lot, too.
Oh, thank you. Really? Really? What do I know? What do I know?
Well, you know a lot about blindness. You know a lot about other stuff.
Yeah.
And... You know, success is something that we take for granted sometimes. Sometimes we think, oh, it just comes easy, but it doesn't.
No, you gotta work hard.
Just like you and I are working hard on this show.
Yes, we are. Yes,
and,
we are.
And we have failure. We have ups and downs. We have failures. We have, like tonight, I feel that we're having another setback because there's not a lot of there's not a whole lot of people listening yet.
No, and yet we put our advertisement up on Facebook.
Oh yeah, and that's good.
Yeah,
it would be cool if we could see if a radio station could carry our show.
Absolutely, yeah.
That'd be neat.
Yes, yes.
I don't know how that would work, but. What if we sent it into a space?
I can contact my mentor, Nick, to see, you know, if he can do anything, you know.
And we could start expanding to not just Spreaker.
Yes.
We can have, like, a podcast app. There actually is a podcast app.
On Apple, yeah.
Yeah, it's called Podcasts.
Yes.
Can you actually search for Right Eye Radio on Podcasts?
I need to see how I can upload my material there, but I know it's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're still in the beginning stages. We've only been doing this for a few months.
We sure are, yeah.
And it's going to take some time.
It sure is.
And that's okay. It's okay for it to take time. And we're just going to keep at it.
That's exactly.
And that's success, my friend.
It is.
Telling you. And I consider success to be a blessing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that the fact that we're born, I would argue that's a success.
What would you argue?
The fact that we've been born, that's a success.
That what?
The fact that we've been born.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we survived premature birth, too.
Absolutely, I wasn't supposed to be here, and that's a form of success as well.
Oh, yeah.
So now I guess we can take calls.
If anyone will call in.
Is your mom not listening?
I don't know.
Let's see here.
Hey.
That's... Yeah.
How about we play one of your favorite songs here?
Okay. Like what? You know that song,
Bad
You know
Boys.
That song? Oh, what about that song, I Want You Back?
No, let's play Bad Boys. That's your favorite song.
What? Bad Boys?
Yeah.
What is that by? What is that song by, Bad Boys?
Yeah.
What song is that?
Bad Boys.
Or, well, who's the artist?
Yeah.
Because you know that song, I Want You Back, is a good song by NSYNC.
Yeah.
You have that one?
Yeah, oh yeah.
What if we play that song?
No, let's play for you.
I don't think I've heard of that song, Bad Boys,
yeah,
have I?
Yes, you have. It'll come back to you.
We should do a Queen show one week. Talk about Queen, the group Queen.
Yeah.
And we should play a couple of his songs, or their songs. I think we should do that on November 13th.
Oh, yes.
We should do Queen. And we can play Bohemian Rhapsody and We Are the Champions. Those are good songs. My dad likes them.
Yeah.
Pretty neat.
So anyway, let's hear Bad Boys, Inner Circle. That's part of our success
All right.
show.
All right. Pretty neat.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were 8 and you had bad traits, you go to school and learn the golden rule. So why are you acting?
acting like a bloody fool. If you get hot, then you must get cool. Bad boys, bad boys, what you gonna do? Or what you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? Or what you gonna do when they come for you? You chuck it on that one, you chuck it on this one. You chuck it on your mother and you chuck it on your father. You chuck it on your brother and you chuck it on your sister. You chuck it on that one and you chuck it on me. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Nobody now give you no break. Police now give you no break. That old soldier man now give you no break. Not even your IG now give you no breaks. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Of a father, reflection comes and reflection goes. I know sometimes you wanna let go. Hey, I know sometimes you wanna let go. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? You chuck it on that one, you chuck it on this one. You chuck it on your mother and you chuck it on your father. You chuck it on your brother and you chuck it on your sister. You chuck it on that one and you chuck it on me. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
All right, that was Inner Circle, Bad Boys, and I'm sure they had some setbacks in making this song, right?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
You know that? You know, there's another song I like. It's called George on My Mind.
Ray Charles.
Yeah. You got that one?
I might, yeah. I don't think I do, no, I don't.
Well, anyway, why don't we YouTube it?
We'll see. Let's see.
Yeah. I don't really consider him a pastor.
You don't?
I mean, he is. I consider him more like a
speaker. We can YouTube it.
And I think he means.
Yeah. We can YouTube it. So how do you want to wrap up the show tonight?
Basically, just believe in yourself, believe you can do it, and don't let anyone stop you, pretty much.
Exactly. Don't let anyone stop you, just always believe in yourself.
And ultimately, believe in your creator, whoever you worship, whether that's God, whether that's Buddha, or
indeed,
Muhammad, or whatever. Because in this country, we believe that nothing is inevitable.
Can be successful no matter what.
The late Senator John McCain, at the end of his campaign, in his concession speech, said that America never quits, and we don't hide behind history. We make history.
And also, you know what Mike Pence said? when Donald Trump was running for campaign. He said, Donald Trump just never quits.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's the American spirit, that we never quit.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And John, you know, I didn't particularly care for John McCain all that much, but what he went through was more intense than we could ever imagine.
Exactly.
You know, he died of brain cancer.
Oh, he did?
He died August 25th.
Yeah, August 25th, yeah.
And you know what? That happened to be the exact same day that Senator Ted Kennedy died, 9 years prior to that. Wow. Of the same thing. He died of the exact same thing.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
It's something.
He died of Hodgkin's lymphoma, or whatever that disease is. Not Hodgkin's lymphoma. It's a brain disease.
Yeah.
It's glioblastoma, or whatever that disease is.
Yes.
It's a rare form of brain cancer. And it's very aggressive. And usually there's no cure for it, and most of the time people die from it.
Exactly. Well, anyway, we thought we'd just do an encore of the show tonight. Hopefully everyone enjoyed it. It's a shame y'all didn't take calls. Thanks for not tuning in. Come on, y'all. Right?
People do have schedules.
I know, but oh well, it'll be archived, you know. But hopefully you join us on the next show. We're thinking about doing a Halloween show on Wednesday.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. Well, anyway, anyone, you take us out, co-host. You close the show for us. Close the show for us.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, hopefully y'all enjoyed the show, and we look forward to for you tuning in to another episode of Right Eye Radio, and we hope to see you soon.
Hope to see
you. And we hope to take some calls and just see what you have to say. Anyway, y'all take care. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Ooh.